a sewing workshop, and sessions leading to designation as a Master Wellness Volunteer are a couple of events on the calendar for AgriLife Extension Agent Johanna Hicks in January and February. I talked about them with Ms. Hicks Monday morning.
We're having a sewing workshop, and originally I had scheduled this to be for 4-H kids, but I've had some people that have requested a sewing workshop for the public. And so we're going to open this up to anybody that's interested, and that will be on Saturday the 31st. We're going to start about 10 o'clock. And here again, I do need them to call my office because I do have a list of supplies that they will need to bring with them that day. If they have a sewing machine that they want to learn how to use, then they're encouraged to bring it. If they don't have their own sewing machine, I have about 6 or 7 here at the office that we can use. Mm-hmm. But we're going to work on a quilt block, actually, which is just straight basic sewing and cutting, so they'll learn cutting and sewing. If we have time, we'll get into reading a pattern envelope and all that stuff. But anyway, that will be on Saturday, January 31st, mm-hmm. here at the Extension office. And then one more really important thing that I'm hoping to get a good amount of interest on this is the Master Wellness Volunteer Program. You know, Extension has Master Gardeners, which most people are familiar with, but we also have the Master Wellness Volunteer Program. This is for anybody that is interested in serving as a volunteer. They would work alongside me at health fairs and programs. But it's addressing health and wellness issues, nutrition and childhood nutrition and food safety and things like that. There, I do have a 5-week series scheduled starting in February, and it will be every Tuesday in February from about 9 to 3 or so, and then the first Tuesday in March. Now, there is a fee for this because everybody receives a notebook with all the materials in it. And so I am charging $40 for the workshop, and it is 5 days. And so it would take a pretty good amount of their time. I know in the past we've had some professionals in the health field and others who have been released from their job for that day. They've been approved to come and attend the workshop. And so, you know, if they work outside the home and they're really interested, they might talk to their supervisor and see if maybe the company would pay their fee, because they in turn could turn around and use what they learn by teaching worksite wellness programs. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they don't have to have any background in health and wellness, but they just have to have an interest in learning more about it and being a volunteer. And I've had a couple of people that have expressed interest. I do have an application form that they do need to fill out and return to me, just so that I'll have it in writing with their name, address, and phone number, so that I can send them the letter as a reminder when we get started. But again, that's February 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th, and then March 3rd. Mm-hmm. And here again, that will be here at the Extension office. We're a good central location. So we hope that we'll get some good Master Wellness Volunteers. I had 10 at one time. 2 of them moved away, and 1 of them, her health prohibited her from participating. And so I currently have 7 trained wellness volunteers, and I'd like to have that many more. Mm. So we're hoping to get another good group of trainees in this year.
KSST News.